Okay.
Today is Daf Ayin Beis. We are on Ayin Aleph on the Beis. We'll go back to like about eight lines where it says, "My Rav Meir u'my Rabbanan." What is Rav Meir and what is Rabbanan? What does that mean? There's a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. What exactly is the machlokas about? To Tanya, because you have a brayse that says like this: Ma'arvin bechatseiros bepas. We're talking about this. There's such a thing called an eruv on a mavui. An eruv on a chatzer, with the bnei chatzer join in one eruv so they can carry in the chatzer. Then there's also something where different chatzers join in an eruv together to carry in the mavui, which is in between them, which is also not a rishus harabim. It's also not a rishus harabim. It's a different kind of chatzer, but it's not a rishus harabim. And you have to make a shituf of mavui to be able to carry in the mavui. Again, it's the same gzeira. We don't want people to think, oh, I can carry here, I can carry into the street. So you make an Erev, what does that do? What does an Erev do? It makes it like it's a rishus, a real rishus hayachid, like it's one rishus, and then you can carry in the mavui, you can carry in the chaz, you can carry in the mavui. Now, so, ma'arvim b'chatzer is b'pas. To make an Erev in a chatzer, you have to use pas. You have to use pas. V'mratzul arv b'yayin, ein ma'arvin. If you want to use wine, you cannot use wine. Mishtatfin b'mavui, but if you want to make a shituf of a mavui, between two chutzers, b'yayin. You could use wine. V'yimratzu l'ashtatef b'pas, mishtatfin. If you want to use bread, you can use whatever you want. You want to use wine, you can use wine. You want to use bread, you can use bread. Now, ma'arvin b'chatzeros, u'bishtatfin b'mavui. We have these rules of being ma'arev in a chutzer and being mishtatef in a mavui. Why do I have to do both? Why do I have to do both? I'm not going into the mavui. Why am I? The answer is shlolishkach toros eruv minatinokos. That the kids should remember such a thing as eruv. To remember the malacha of carrying, that we said we don't have such a thing. But to remember eruv, that we're so busy with. The kids should know such a thing as eruv. Therefore, shiyamru avasenu lo eruv. Our fathers never made an eruv. Never made such an eruv. I never saw an eruv. Divrei Reb Meir. And that's why, according to Reb Meir, you have to do both. You have to make an Erev in the Chatzar and a Shituv in the Mavui. Not in the Mavui, it's for the Mavui. V'chacham omer, no. Om Arvin, Om Mishtatfin. You can do either one. You can do either one. If you do a Shituv, by definition, you have an Erev. Automatically. Right? Because it means my Chatzar and your Chatzar. So of course you can carry in the Chatzar. You can even carry into the Mavui. What? Ah! According to Reb Meir, according to the Chachamim, that's not true. Now, Pligi Barub Nechumi V'Rabba, they argue about this issue. Chad Amar, one of them held, 1 second, Bipas, if you're using bread, Kuli Amalo Pligi, everybody would agree, Dibachad Dasagi, everybody would agree that one is good enough. Why? Because bread is good for everything. Bread is good for Shituv and for Erev. So if you're using bread, no issue. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is biyayin. If you're using wine, because wine's not good for an eruv, it's only good for a mavui. Rashi says on the bottom, kishenishtatfu biyayin b'mavui. You use wine in the mavui. Dilah Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, lo samchinan aleha b'iruv v'chatzeros. That's not good for eruv chatzeros. De'ein ma'arvin l'chatzeros biyayin. Because you can't use wine for an eruv. You can't. L'rabbanan shari. But according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter. Why? Afagav the yayin b'chatzer lo chazi. Even though wine in a chatzer doesn't work. It doesn't work. Migu, however, de chazi l'milse b'shituf. Since it's good for a shituf, which is a bigger area, it's two chatzers. Samchirin aleha b'chatzeros. We allow it for a chatzer as well. You can use a shituf instead of an eruv. So if I have a shituf, I for sure have an eruv. I for sure have an eruv. Right? What about if I use it with wine? That's a machlokas. Machlokas between Reb Meir and Chacham. If you use it with pas, everyone agrees it's fine. Okay. That's one side. V'chanam, or somebody else said, no. B'yayin, if you use wine, the kuliyam lo pligi, to be in antarti. If you use wine, everybody agrees you need two, a shituf and an eruv. Why? Because wine's not good for an eruv. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas about? Bipas, if you use bread. Okay? And Rashi says, upligi, bein b'shituf, bein b'eruv. Arguing on both. Dil Reb Meir, ein somchen al zeh, b'malkom zeh. According to Reb Meir, they're two different things. I don't care what you use bread, I don't care. They're two different things. A shituf works for mavui, and an eruv works for a chatzar. You can't chop one with the other. It doesn't work. Doesn't matter what you used, even if you use bread. Now, Meisvei, there's a braisa that says like this: V'chachamim omrim. The chachamim make a statement. They say, "O ma'arvin, o mishtatvin, either eruv or shituf." What does that mean? It's a blanket statement. What does that mean? My love, aren't we talking about O ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas? Either you use chatzer has to be with pas. Or mishtatfin b'mavui b'yayin. Or for a mavui, you use wine. That's what it must be. Amar of Gidla Marav, which, and if that's true, it's a kash on somebody, right? So that means that according to the chachamim, you can use wine, which will even pater an eruv. Right? Either pas for the chatzer or wine for the shituf. And includes the eruv. So you can use wine for an eruv. Comes out. So Amar of Gidla Marav, hachi kamar. No, you read the statement wrong. Oh, ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas. Either you use a chatzer with pas, umutarin kan v'kan, and both, it's mutter here and here, right? Meaning, the chatzer and the mavui. Oh, mishtafin b'mavui b'pas, umutarin kan v'kan. Or you use pas for the mavui, and it's good for both. But to use wine in the mavui and say it's good for the chatzer, nobody would say that. Amar v'da marav, halacha k'rab meir. We pass like a meir anyway. Rav Huna Amar Minog k'rab meir. The minog is like a meir. Rav Yochan Amar Nogu am k'rab meir. We know hate like Rav Meir. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is it? What are the three different things?
Also, they argue about what Rav Meir said.
What? Correct. Correct. So before we get to that, there's no answer to that question. But what does it mean? What is Hilchasa, Minhag, and Nohig? What does that mean? So Rashi says in the first skinny line, Hilchasa, Uminhag, Vinagu, Perak, Basra, Dutainas. Before it's like this. Halacha, if we say the halacha is like Rameir, then Darshin number Perakha, halacha is like Rameir. The rabbi will get up and announce, the halacha is like Rameir. Pass like Rameir. Minhag, Midrash, Lo Darshinan. If it's only a minug, the rabbi will never get up and say, I'm passing like a mayor. He's not going to do that. However, if somebody calls the rabbi on the phone and asks him a shayla, he'll tell you, oh, we're passing like a mayor. But he'll never say it in public. Nagu, but if you say the minna, we know he like it's even a lower level, what does that mean? That if someone calls on the phone and asks the rabbi what should I do, he's not going to tell you to hold like a mayor. However, Ovid, if someone does hold like a mayor, law of Mechinle, we're not going to stop him. We're not going to stop him. We're not going to tell him he's doing something wrong. That the rabbi won't do. But to go tell him he's doing right, that we're not doing either. Okay. What? 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 Yeah, the conclusion is you can't use a shittah for an air and you can't use an air for a shittah. You can't. That's what the mayor said. Each. No. Ma'arvin bechatzeres b'pas v'matzal arbiayin e ma'arvin mishtatz v'mavu biayin v'matzal ma'arvin bechatzeres v'mishtatz v'mavu. Yeah, each one has to be its own. Each one has to be its own. You cannot mix and match. That doesn't work. Not mix and match. You can't use a mavu to chop the chatzer also. Doesn't work. Okay. Next Mishnah. Chamisha chaburos, five chaburos, sheshavzu b'traklan echad, and they're living in one apartment building. We'll call it an apartment building. So it's not five families. It's not five families. It's five chaburas. Five different chaburas, meaning Reuben Shimon and Levi is one chabura. Don Naftali Usher is another chabura. And there's five of them. In one apartment building. In a chatzar. That's the case. Okay? Traklan means a big room, big building. So Chamisha Chaburos, Shishavas Zimutraklan Echad. Now, are the five of them, these five different Chaburos, are they considered one unit? Do they want to make, there's another house in the Chatzar. There's another few houses in the Chatzar. Do you want to make an Erev in the Chatzar so you can carry in the Chatzar? How many Erevs have to come out of this apartment building? One or five? Are they considered one or are they considered five? We'll learn in the Mishnah. We'll see what the Mishnah has to say. Right? Is it one or five? So Beishamei Omrim, Erev Lechol Chabur V'Chabura. Beishamei says five. Who Beis Hillel Omrim, Erev Echad L'Kulam. One. So Machlokas between Beishamei and Beis Hillel. However, Umodim, but Beis Hillel will agree, Bizman Shemiktsasan Shiruyin B'Chadarim O Ba'aliyos, if some of these people in the apartment live on the upper floor or in a private room, then it's for sure five. In other words, it's not really an apartment building. What it really is it's like this massive building. You know, like some massive gym, and every chabur is in the corner somewhere. And they have their own little enclave. But they're not in their own apartment. An apartment building is not an accurate way to call it. It's like, you know, imagine like this Ellis Island type of situation. This room is the size of a city. It's a massive room, and every family is in the corner somewhere. And every chabur is in a corner. Now, they want to make an Erev with the house next door to them, which is in the same chatzar. How many Erevs come out of this big room? One or five? Says, it's a machlokas, Beishamai Basil. But Basil says, I agree with you, Beishamai, that if they have their own rooms, or they're on an upper level or something, where they're separate, then I agree with you, it's five. Okay? Now, there's going to be at least three ways to explain this Gemara, this Mishnah. It's complicated. Not hard, just complicated, confusing. So, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like this, Machlokes bin Mesipas. The Machlokes is, if each family, each Chabura, is separated by a very inferior type of partition, a very inferior mechitza. Avo mechitza asara, but if it's already a 10 tefach mechitza, which in halach is considered another rishos, separating another rishos, 10 tefachim already, mispas means there's nothing there. It's a small little 2 inches tall, very small, very low, some kind of thing. But if it's 10 tefachim tall, divrei Yaakov erev lechol chabur v'chabura, then Beis Hillel would agree it's five erevs. Why? Because each one's in their own mishus. Ikid to Amri, others said like this. Amr of Nachman, af b'mishbas machlokes. Even by a mishbas there's a machlokes. Even there there's a machlokes. Right? Okay. That was number one. That was the first way to explain the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Way number two. Number two is two people. Pligi ba Rav Chiya Rav Shimon Barebi. Machlokas. What Chadam, or one of them, said, Machlokas b'mechitzos ha-magiyos l'tikra. We're talking about a machlokas if the mechitzos reach all the way up to the wall. And Beis Shammai still says, I'm sorry, Beis Hillel still says, one chabura. Even though the mechitzos go all the way to the ceiling, mamash privacy. Avo mechitzos she'ain magiyos l'tikra, but if the mechitzos don't go up to the roof, in which case your privacy is a little bit reduced, divrei hakol erev echad l'kulam. Everybody would agree, one erev for everyone. Even Beis Shammai would agree that the only time he said that is if they go all the way up to the roof. Mamash real privacy. But if not, even Beis Shammai would agree that it's one erev for everyone. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. I'm on my base. V'chad amar, and the other one says, no. Machlokas v'mechitzos she'ein magiyos l'tikra. No. The machlokas is where the walls don't go up to the ceiling. Then, Beis Hillel says, still one. And Beis Shammai says, five. Avo mechitzos magiyos l'tikra. But if the walls go up to the ceiling, divrei hakol tzrichin erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. Then Beis Hillel would agree there are five. Why? Because everyone's in their own privacy. Now, Meisvei. There's a brisa that says like this. Amr of Yehuda Hasabar. Rabbi Yehuda Hasabar, that's Rashi says that's his name. He was very smart. Smart comes from the word svara. Rabbi Yehuda the thinker. That's what it means. Rabbi Yehuda the thinker said, Lo nechlku beishamay ubeis hillel al machitzos hamagiyas latikra. Beishamay and beis hillel don't agree, don't argue, I'm sorry. They don't argue on machitzos that reach the roof. Shetzrichin ir of the kol chabur vechabura. They don't argue about that. If the partitions reach all the way to the ceiling, then everyone's got their own little apartment, and then everyone agrees you have to have one. Everyone has to bring their own eruv. Al ma nechlaku, what are they arguing about? Al machitzos she'ein megiyos l'tikra. On machitzos that don't reach the roof. Shebeishame omrim eruv l'kol chabur vechabura. There's an eruv for each chabura. Ubeshil omrim eruv achad l'kulon. Okay? Now, we had a machlokes between Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Barebi about this very issue. And now Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Barebi are Amorayim. But there's a Braisa from Reb Yehuda the thinker who said, like, took one side. So how could someone argue on a Tana? So that's the Gemara's question. Now, Leman de Omar. And we don't know which one it is. It's either Reb Chia or Reb Shimon Barebi, because the Chad Amar and Chad, I don't know which one said what. According to one of them, b'mechitzos hamagios l'tikra machlokes. If you hold that when the mechitzos reach the roof, that's where the machlokes is. That's tiyufta. That doesn't make any sense, because Reb Yehuda the thinker said not like that. And he's a Tana. How could someone argue on him? So whoever said the argument on him makes no sense. L'man d'amar mechitzos she'ein magiyos l'tikra machlokes. The one who held that when the machlokes and the mechitzos don't reach the roof, siyata. Excellent. He's in line with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda the thinker. Okay? Now, l'hach lishna, according to Rav Nachman, the Amar, Rav Nachman, machlokes b'mispas, he said the machlokes was by a mispas, right? Meaning a tiny little fence, but if it was 10 tvachim tall, everybody agreed. That also doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda the thinker. Tiyufta. That's also not good. That's also not good. Why? Because he said if the machlokes is 10 tvachim tall, there's no machlokes between Mishami and Mishilo. Says Yehuda HaSabar, no. The only time there's no machlokes is if they go up to the roof. So how could Rabbi Nachman say that? Also tiyufta. Can't be. Now, but Rav Nachman had two versions. Right? The first version was that. The second version was an Ika Diyamri there in Amud Aleph. El lahach lishna the Amr of Nachman af b'mispas machlokas. But Rav Nachman, the second version was that even when there's a mispas, there's a machlokas. Well, what would he say if they went all the way to the ceiling? Even when there's a mispas, there's a machlokas, which is a funny shita, because that means there's very virtually no partition. And Beis Hillel said, one, and Mishnah said five. So, what about Yehuda the thinker, who said has to go to the roof, has to go to the ceiling? Lame to have a tiyufta? Is that a tiyufta on Reb Nachman? Right? So what, not necessarily, because, again, Yehuda the thinker said, the only time there's no machlokes is if the partitions reach to the roof, because then everyone's in their own little apartment. Reb Nachman said, the machlokes is, right? Even by a mispas, there's a machlokas. But what would Rav Nachman say if they went over to the roof? We don't know. Amalok Rav Nachman, plig be machitza, v'hu adin be mispas. They argue on machitzas, even if they go to the roof, you might argue, and they argue on mispas, even if it's so low. So v'hai diktoni plig be machitzas, lo diach hakochen de Beis Hillel, then why didn't he say that even according to Beis Hillel, if they go all the way to the roof, it's still one eruv for everyone? Why didn't he say that? Right? Look, I'm sorry, that's why he said it. That even Beis Hillel, even when they go to the roof, Beis Hillel still says one eruv for everyone. You hear this? So the Gemara says, So it should say it the other way around. Even when there's a mishpas, which is a tiny little partition, Beis Shammai still holds you have to bring five Erevs. They're virtually one chevra. They're virtually one chabura. There's virtually no break between one chabura and the other chabura. Tiny little mishpas. And the Gemara answers, Korach de'etera adif. We would rather emphasize the sheet of Beis Hillel, because he's more makel. Beis Hillel holds that even if there's five different apartments, the mechitzas go all the way to the roof, and everyone's got their own privacy, they're still considered one chabura that can give one Erev with the next door neighbor. That's a huge kula. I want to highlight that kula. By the way, Amr of Nachman, Amr of Rav, halacha k'rbihuda hasabar. The halacha is like k'rbihuda the thinker, that mechitzos that go to the roof, Beis Shammai would agree, Beis Shehillel would agree, that five Erevs have to come out of here because everyone's got their own little chatzar, which is like Rabbi Huda Sabar, not like Rabbi Nachman. Yeah. We're going to get to that question, and I told you we're going to get to that. I promise you we're going to get to that question. Right? We have more lines to go until we get to the next Mishnah. I promise you we're going to get there. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Our Mishnah really says that the halacha is like a rehud of the thinker. That what? That if the mechitzas go to the roof, then even Beis Hillel would agree everyone's got to give their own Erev. Why? The Katani, because the Mishnah said, Umodim. And Beis Hillel agree. Bizman shemiksas and shiruyin bechadam ba'aliyas shetzvichin Erev v'chabur v'chabura. Beis Hillel agree that if people living in the upper floor or people living in their own room, they have to give their own Erev. Now what do you mean if people living in their own room? They have their own apartment? It's mamash an apartment building? How could Beis Hillel hold? How would anyone think to hold? Isn't it pashut that if everyone's in their own apartment, that of course everyone has to give their own Erev? What's the hafa mean otherwise? What is Beis Hillel agreeing to? If they're in their own room, then I agree. Of course you agree. Of course you agree. What, you're not going to agree? They're in their own room? They're on the second floor. On the second floor, is it Shiloh? Oh, then I agree with you, Beis Shammai. What do you mean, then I agree with you? Of course you agree. How could you not agree? Right? My chador, my aliyos. What does it mean, rooms and upper floors? What does that mean? Ile machador, machador, mamish, valios, aliyos, mamish. It's a pshita. Oh, there's a third and a fourth and a fifth floor. Oh, if someone lives in the fifth floor, then they have to give their own Erev. Well, of course they have to give their own Erev. I agree with you, Beis Shammai, about that case. What is he agreeing to? If they have their own room, their own apartment off to the side, they have to give their own Erev. Of course, they're private. That can't be right. El Olav, what does it mean? It means, Ke'en Chadorim u'ke'en Aliyos. It's like their own room, and it's like them on another floor. Umayni, what does that mean? The Mechitzas ha-Magiyos l'tikra. It means a Mechitza that reaches the roof. It means the ceiling. Shma mina. So what do you see? That must be what Beis Hillel meant to say. What else could it have meant? And therefore, if the Mechit... No, it's emphasizing that Beis Hillel agree. Beis Hillel had there's a Mechogas in the Mishnah. Five people live in a big room on Ellis Island. They're living in this massive room. You know, they came to the Ellis Island. They never saw a room that big in their lives. Never saw such a room like that. They live in a tiny little town, tiny little village. They come to this massive, we couldn't even see the end of the room. Five families living in, how many heirs? Beis Hillel said one. Why? Why Beis Hillel one? One room, exactly, it's one room. Aye, what if the mechitzas go to the ceiling? Then Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai. Right? Then it's like different rooms. It's one room, but it's like different rooms. What about if there was a fourth floor? Then what would Beis Hillel say? Of course. That's no chiddush in that. So what did Beis Hillel mean when he said chadarim, different rooms? He meant different partitions in the same room. What do you see from here? That Rabbi Huda HaSabar is correct. That if the mechitzos reach the ceiling, there's no dispute. There's no dispute. Okay. That was the second way of explaining the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right? That's the second way. The first way was b'mispas. Second way was if the mechitzos reach the ceiling or not. That is a third way. Now, the reason why the Mishnah waits for the third way, the reason why the Gemara puts the third way here, even though we already said that it's clear the Mishnah is like Mudas Habar, it's clear, and now the Gemara, there's a third way to explain the Mishnah. The Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. The reason why the Gemara puts it here is because this has nothing to do with the Mechitzas. It's a whole different approach, and therefore it's separate. Tana, B'medvar Mamurim, when do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue on five Eruvs or one Eruv? When do they argue? Kishemolichin es Eruvan l'makom acher. When you want to make an Eruv with your neighbor, what does that mean? That means you join in with bread. Right? You take bread, I get bread, I live in the same chatzah with Mati. We live in the same chatzah together. Right? So we have our own houses, but we share the yard. We want to carry in the yard. Now, I own it, he owns it. So it's like a Rosh Hashanah. It's a little bit, it smells a little bit like a Rosh Hashanah. So you have to make an Eruv. What does it mean, make an Eruv? What does that mean, make an Eruv? What does that mean? I take bread for myself, I get bread for Mati, I put it together, I combine it together, which shows it's really one. Now, where do I put this chatzar? Where do I put this Eruv? Where do I put it? Where do you physically put? What? Where do you place it? Where do you store it? I want to keep it for Shabbos, so we will live in one chatzar. Where is it? Where do I put the Eruv? So the answer is, either in my house or Mati's house. It's either one. It can't sit in the chatzar. The animals will come eat it. So where do I put it? I put it in one of the houses. Which house? It doesn't really matter. Now, certain times it does matter, but it doesn't really matter which house I put it in. Says this third opinion, no. If the chatzar is going to be makam acher, if it's going to be in the next door neighbor's house, then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes, how many heirs are coming out of the apartment, out of the big room, five or one. Aval moya eruvin bo etzlon. But if they're going to put the Eruv in the room, not in the other guy's house, in the big room with the five families, Divrei HaKol, Eruv Echad L'Kulan, then everybody would agree, one Eruv. This has nothing to do with how tall the Mechitzas are, how private, nothing to do with that. A whole separate issue. So Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi of Aval Im Hayu, it's about six or eight lines where the lines are skinny, he says like this, Shar b'nei ha-chatzar, the other members of the chatzar, not the five that live in this big room, the other people down the block, mevi'in piton l'traklin, they bring the bread to a big room, divrei hakol, everybody would agree, one eruv. V'hai tana dekamaflig bein makom acher l'bo etzlon, what's this about? Why does it make a difference where the bread, who cares where the bread is placed? What's the difference? Why does that change how many Eruvs have to come out of that big room? Five or one. What's the difference? Svirale, Tamayu, Debeshame, Ubetilo, Lab Mechitos Poligi. First of all, they're not arguing about Mechitos at all. They're not arguing about Mechitos at all. Doesn't make a difference if the Mechitos go up to the roof. They don't. Makes no difference at all. That's not his issue. Ella, Afil Debeshamai. Even according to Debeshamai, Nami, Traklin, Afilu b'shamay nami traklin mechabron. I'm sorry. The traklin combines them all. The ein tsaruch eruv b'nehen. They don't need their own eruv. V'havaluhu kechamisha shegavu es eruvan. It's like five people that collect an eruv. Usviruluhu bechamisha sheiruvu es chatzeron ubar v'la'arim chatzar acheres. So let's say. Five people live in one chatzar. And now they want to make an Eruv with the chatzar next door. There's a door in between. And they want to make an Eruv with the chatzar next door. So the five of us, right, made an Eruv here, in our chatzar. Now they want to make a chatzar with them next door. How many from the five have to go next door to make an Eruv with the chatzar next door? The answer is one. Right? One. Exactly. So how is that different? How is that different that if they're all coming to the traklin to make the Eruv? Exactly. So therefore, even one. If it's in my place, if it's in the place of the five, you need one. Only one Eruv. In Molichin L'sham, it's Eruvin, ain't Echad Mehem Shliya, ain't Echad Mehem Shliya, Elakulim Tzrichin L'dem Pas. One second. Chamishish Arvu, it's Chetzeron, Ubaim L'Arvim Chatzar Acheres, Im Molichin, I'm sorry, Im Molichin Sham, it's Eruvin, we want to make an Eruv with the Chatzar next door. Why do we want to do that? There's a door in between. We're making a big kiddush. We want to use the chatzar next door. So if we're going to put the Eruv in that chatzar, then all five of us have to join the Eruv. All five of us have to go join that Eruv. Elakul and Shikhan Depat. V'im Eruv ba l'bayis echad mehen. But if there, that chatzar is going to come to our chatzar, kul on shavim sham, then we're all the same. The Hanach the Traklin Nami, Kivin the Rashus Achasi, Lahani Domo. It's like that case. The Ilabe Shamai, Rashus Chalukos, the Hainlo Irvu, Ki Irvu Ba'etlan, Mayhavi. In other words, just like the halacha is, when five of us live here in one chatzar, and we all of us joined in an Erev, and now we want to make an Erev with the chatzar next door, and we're going to put the Erev in the chatzar next door, all five of us have to make an Erev with them. But if the Erev is going to be in our property, in our chatzar, only one of us has to. Because one of us is a shiach for the other four. What's the difference? We'll get to that when we learn this sugya. But just, that's what it is. Says the Gemara, this third opinion, same thing over here. If the five of us live in one traklin, in one house, in one apartment, in one massive room, and we share the chatzar with the next door neighbor, if they're going to put the Erev in our chatzar, in our traklin, one Erev. If we're going to put it there, then five Eruvs. That's the machlokas. Okay? Kiman Azla, who said the following? Had Tanya, Chamisha Shigav Es Eruvo. Five people collect an Eruv, Kishem Olichin Es Eruv in Lamakam Acher, when they put an Eruv in some other place, Erev Echad Lekulam. You have to put one Eruv. Kiman, that's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said, in this case, you only need one Erev. Why only one Erev? Because even if we're going to put the Erev there, we still only need one Erev. Why? So Beis Hillel holds. Right? You understand what I just said? If you have five here, and you're making an Erev with the chatzar next door, how many Erevs have to come out of the five? It's a machlokas. It's a Bisham and Beis Hillel. One or five. That's exactly the same machlokas in the traklin. Exact same thing. Vikud Ami, Vedavar Mamurim, Kishaya Erev Bo Etlan, when the Erev is coming to the Traklin. Avalim Hayu Malikha Zuvul Makam Acher, but if you're putting the Erev somewhere else, Divya Kal, Tzvichan Erev Kalchabur Vechabura, then everyone has to give an Erev. Okay, it's another version of this Machlokas. It doesn't change the fact that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing about Machitas whatsoever. They're arguing about what's the halacha when the Erev is going to be put in another Chatzar, or in this Traklin. Is it five or is it one? Kiman Azal Hodotanya. Who said the following? Chamisha Shigav Vesiruvan. Five people that live in one chutzar. Collect an Eruv. Kishem Olichin Esiruvan Lamakam Acher. When they put the Eruv somewhere else. Eruv Echad Lekulan. Then you only need one Eruv. Right? Kiman. Who said that? Chamisha Shigav Vesiruvan Lamalichas Eruv Lamakam Acher. Eruv Echad Lekulan. Kiman. The lokachad. Nobody said that, right? Because in this version, even Beis Hillel would agree you have to have five. Nobody said that. Okay, everyone got that? Wasn't so hard. Just a little confusing. Next Mishnah. Hahachin shahayu ochlin al shulchan avien. The case is as follows: Mati lives in a chutzar together with his son-in-law, or his son. They live in the same chutzar. Now, they each have their own house. They don't live in the same house. They each have their own house, but they always eat together. Where do they sleep? In their own houses. Where do they eat? Together. Right? They eat together in the same, actually they eat in separate houses. They live next door. So they eat together. Now, Achin Shehayu Ochlan Al Shulchan Avihem, brothers that eat to live together with their father, V'yishenim Bibotehen, but they have their own place to sleep, their own house. They sleep in their own apartment. They sleep in their own house. You have to make an Eruv for each and every one of them. Which sounds like the determining factor is where you sleep. How many heirs have to be made depends where you sleep. If they sleep, my son sleeps in the same house as me. He's my son. We live in the same, he's not married. He lives in my house. Of course, I have to be one heir in my house. But if he lives next door, it doesn't make a difference if he's married or not, but he lives next door, he's got his own house, he's got his own bed, in his own apartment, then it's different. I eat from you all the time. It makes no difference. Lofikach, therefore, im shachach echad mehen v'lo erev, if my son, who lives next door, forgot to make an erev with me, so, what's the story? Now, can I carry out into the chatzar? I'm living in a chatzar with somebody else who didn't make an erev. I can't carry. The only way I can carry is mevatel es reshuso. One of you has to be mevatel es reshus. And then you're only living, it's only the two of you in this chatzar. One of you is mevatel es reshus, then it's all good. Ein wasai, when is this true? Bizman shemolichin eruvon lemakom acher. That's only true if you're going to put the eruv in another place. Right? In other words, let's say I live in the chatzar with my son, and Reuven and Shimon also live, four families live in the chatzar. Me, my son, Reuven and Shimon. Now what happened? My son forgot to make an Eruv. I made an Eruv with Reuven and Shimon, and my son forgot. He was supposed to meet us to give bread, and he forgot to do it. Where do we put the Eruv? We put the Eruv in Reuven's house or in Shimon's house. Not in my house, not in my son's house. Right? So therefore, if my son forgot to join the Eruv, and the Eruv is in Reuven's house, in order for us to carry, my son has to be mevatel his rishos. His rishos. Rashi says that this is all true when the Eruv is put in Reuven's house. L'sito be'echad ha'mibatei shar b'nei ha'chatzar. It's put in someone else's house, not your son's. The hoel v'uskaku le'eruv, since you have to make an Eruv together with Reuven and Shimon, amrinon we say, b'gemara, Demigu, Deshar Deyurin Asuri, since others are Asuring, meaning it's Reuven and Shimon here, Inhu Nami Asri, then they Asur each other. Utsrichin Kulon Litain Pas, everybody has to give bread, Hoel V'Chalukin Direhin Belina Umakabli Prasain. Because everyone has their own place to sleep, V'Chalukin by Lina, Umakabli Prasain means, even if I support my son, and he doesn't work, he doesn't have any money, I support him, still, he has his own apartment to sleep, the lina is what matters, and therefore we're not considered as one. Kedemuki b'gemara, right? It means, she'en ochen aviyam mamash. It doesn't mean that he really eats by me, it's not what it means. What it means is I support him. But he has his own place to live, and therefore, since he has his own place to live, regarding Reuven and Shimon, they don't care what my relationship with my, what do they care? We made an Eruv. There's four people living here. You, your son, me, and Shimon. They don't care that they don't care about this other issue. They don't care.
I think
you've
got a rule also that if you have multiple people making an Eruv,
yeah.
The person who's the
Eruv
by the house, so I have to keep it right.
Oh, we're going to add to that. Avol im ha'Eruv bo etzlon. But let's say the Eruv is kept in the father's house. Let's say the Eruv is in the father's house. Oh, she'ein iman diyurin b'chatzar. Oh, there's no one else in the chatzar. Just me and my son. And we forgot to make an Eruv. Ain't tzrichin la'ariv. You don't have to make an Eruv. What? You don't have to make an Eruv. Because the fact that he eats by me, it's enough of an indication that we're really one. Yeah. Different. It's like you live there yourself. I lived it by myself. My son's here. Yeah, but I support him.
Even though he doesn't have an
Eruv. Exactly. Or, even there, if there are other people in the Eruv, in the Chatzar, but it's in my house. If it's in my house, then it's all that matters. My son's here too. Yeah, but it's like he doesn't exist because I support him. So first the Gemara says, Shma Mina Makom Lina Gorim. You see from here that the place where you sleep, that's what matters. Right? Because Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Shema Mina Makom Lina Gorim. The I have a yeshenin bebeis avihen, because if they would sleep by their father too, afilu molichin eruvin lemakom acher, Even if they would put the Eruv in some other guy's house, only the father. You ever heard of a family where the father makes an Eruv and then the son also makes an Eruv? It's ridiculous. You don't have to do that. Right? Okay. Now, that's a kash on Rav, because Rav held that, Rashi says, Rav held, it goes by the place where you eat. Sakadar Mishnah makes sense. And the answer is, Amar Rav, b'mekabel pras shanu. Rav is talking about a case where, Amar Rav, b'mekabel pras shanu. We're talking about a situation where it doesn't mean that the son eats by the father every Shabbos. That's not what it means. He eats home. He's got a wife and kids too. He eats at home. Just the father supports him. So it's from the shulchan of the father because he's supporting his son. Does the son have his own entity? Yes. His own house? Yes. His own chatzar? Yes. His own dining room table? Yes. Ah, what does it mean? So he's his own entity. So it's nothing to do with the place where you sleep. Because he eats in his house also. He eats in his house and he sleeps in his house. Ah, what does it mean the father eats by the father? It means the father supports him. That's all it means. Okay? We have time. Tana Rabbanan. Mishi Yesh Lo Beishar. If someone has a guardhouse in your house, Achsadra, a porch, Marpesa, a different kind of porch, Bechatzah Chaveiro, in your friend's chatzah, Hareze Einu Oser Olav. It doesn't Aser. Why doesn't it Aser? It's not considered a residence. You don't live in a porch. You don't live in a guardhouse. Beishar Tevin. But if it's a Beis HaTeven, it's a warehouse where they keep straw, Beis HaBakar, a barn, Beis HaEitzim, a place where they keep wood, Beis HaOtzros, a place where they keep the stored stuff, Hareze Oser Olav. All that will Aser, that's considered a Madira. You can live there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Oser Elamakom Dira Bovad. Only a Dira is a problem. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ben Nafcha, there was a story with Ben Nafcha, they lived in five chatzers. There was five chatzers in his house in Usha. They came to the chacham for Amru. Only a base deer was going to aser. So if there are five chatzers, and who are the other four? It's some guardhouse. Some none of that matters. What? No, you don't. Somebody owns it. Exactly. You can't live in such a thing, but he owns it. So the fact that he owns it is enough. Exactly. Right, exactly. So one second. Base dira sal gadaydach? What do you mean a base dira? Ela'ema makom dira. It has to be a makom dira. My makom dira. What does makom dira mean? And that we'll get to tomorrow. So we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.